To Darkness and to Death by Julia Spencer Fleming. Read by Suzanne Torin.
Morning Prayer. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 27. Saturday, November 14, 5 a.m. Cold. The cold awoke her, creeping underneath her blanket, spreading like an ache along her hip. She tried to move, to burrow into some warm space, but the cold was beneath her. And then there was a hard, hot twinge of pain in her shoulders, and she had a panicky moment of, where? What? She tried again. She couldn't move her arms. They were pinned behind her back, her wrists fastened by something sticky and implacable. Scream! Her cheeks and lips didn't move. Her eyelids felt glued together, but she blinked and blinked until the sting of cold air brought tears to her eyes. Open, closed, the darkness was the same. The darkness and the cold. Her brain didn't want to make sense of anything she was feeling. Was she drunk? Was this some sort of game? What had she done? She couldn't remember. She remembered dinner. She had chickpea stew, homemade bread, red wine. She could picture the table laid with her mother's best china. She could remember looking down the long table to where her father's picture hung.